Pro-Trump protesters gathered in Phoenix last night, calling for all votes to be counted as we await the results of the presidential election. Democratic candidate Joe Biden is maintaining the lead in Arizona, and the AP has already called the key state for Biden. Let's bring in Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix for more on this. And Peter, what's the latest there in Arizona?
Yeah, Tanya, so it's important to note, last night, two new batches of votes from Maricopa County came in. We've said this before. We said this yesterday. Maricopa County is the key to Arizona. There's last night, that new tally, about 62,000 ballots came in, and those went to President Trump by a ratio of about 58% to 41%. So Biden's lead statewide dropped down to 68,000 votes. Now, this next part is very important. Trump has to continue to gain at that rate as the rest of the votes come in if he wants to overtake Biden, and that could still be tough for the president.
Okay, so do we know where the outstanding votes are left still to be counted?
We do have a pretty good idea. About 86% of the vote is in for Arizona. Many of the votes that are outstanding are in places where Democrats actually do pretty well. There's Pima County, that's where Tucson is. They have about 55,000 votes left to count. Now, most of the outstanding ballots are in Maricopa County. 275,000 votes are left. And something important to remember here is that Phoenix is not the blue city that many others are. It's not Las Vegas, where there's a hot count going on right now. This is not Philadelphia, another place that's in contention. This is not Atlanta. Still very conservative part of the state in the suburbs around central Phoenix. And it's only recently been turning blue. So that is what we need to watch.
Okay. How are folks on the ground in both camps, I mean, basically handling this pressure as the votes continue to be tallied?
Yeah, so I was on the phone today with Lucha. It's a group that's responsible for mobilizing young Latino Democrats to the polls. They are watching this closely, just like everybody else in the state, but they also tell me they're optimistic, that they trust their voters, and they're trusting the process. The Biden campaign even came out today and said they're still confident in Arizona, although they do say it may take more time to see the full result in the state, and they acknowledge that the race may likely tighten. You heard the chance of Republicans there at the top. They're saying count the votes, and that is essentially where Republicans are today. I spoke with one who wasn't feeling great yesterday, but now who is holding on to just a little sliver of hope here. And he pointed to the 6th congressional district in the state, which is where I am in North Phoenix. The incumbent Republican, David Schweikert, was losing to the Democrat on election night. But now, as these new votes have come in, he's up by 6,000 votes. So, yes, AP has called the race for Arizona. Other networks have not. Trump could come back, but it will take a lot of work. A lot of work. And Republicans also say the closer it gets, the more likely it is that a bunch of lawyers are going to start coming to town.
Sure. With the 30 seconds I have for you, remind us again what's next. When we can expect the next round of votes to come in.
Sure. Key County, Maricopa County, 7 o'clock tonight, local time. There'll be another vote dump. It's possible we get a big chunk of those outstanding 275,000 remaining votes. And then Pima County, where Tucson is, the very blue area of the state, we expect to get about 22,000 of those later this afternoon or earlier this evening.
Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tanya.